And welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. As I quickly check to make sure the recording's going, this is episode 89. Comic solicitations for July 2013. I am Chris Mosby.
And I am. And last I checked, Caleb Gerard.
last I heard, you still were, yes.
Excellent. And I am Murray Fox.
Well,
that was good. I'll talk to you guys next week.
See you later. Okay. A lot of talk about comic solicitations, the new solicits, as we call it in the biz here. In the biz, yes. And we'll go over some of those and talk about little tidbits and things and stuff and whatever tickles our fancy.
Can I suggest that we start with these smaller companies and then go to the bigger companies, so we don't get the, you know, some people have said that we tend to be DC centric or
well, we shifted a lot to the Marvel, you know, with all the Marvel Now stuff. Actually, I think I buy more Marvel than I do DC. Well, that's only in cost wise. It's probably half as many comics, but I spend twice as much money. Hey, moving on.
Sure. Can look at some of the small guys.
And you know, maybe we're going to miss some of the companies. I've only looked at four of them. There's probably I haven't looked at Dynamite. I'm sorry. If someone wants to pull some Dynamite solicits, I'd be happy to.
Dynamite solicits, yeah, that wouldn't be bad. Because I read a couple of those things. Valiant. Go ahead. You want to start off, Airman? Oh, Dark Horse?
Sure. Man? I'll do the Valiant, then Murray. You can jump in, pick a company.
Sure.
Yeah, right. I found that link I was talking about. Top 10 things.
So Valiant?
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's okay, cool. So Valiant's actually getting a few of my dollars in July.
I buy all of their stuff.
You're a better man than me.
Seriously,
or at least make more money than me.
Well, you know, some of it's coming from the internet soon.
Page count is amazing. 32 pages on all these things.
Oh, I know. They're awesome.
So Quantum and Woody's going to get my attention.
Okay.
That number one's coming out. I like James Asmus' stuff. I can't think of anything that Tom Fowler's done, who's the artist, but I like the old series, and anything that, you know, the little preview that they've been running has my attention. It looks clever, and it's got a goat.
A goat. Now, you're still going to pick this up, even though the original people aren't going to be doing it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Okay.
Now, I take it you're going to be reading Stormwatch since Lobo shows up.
Well, I was reading Stormwatch anyhow, so.
Yeah, well, I was too. I was as funny as I was about to quit. And then found out Starling was coming on. I'm like, okay, well, I'm staying. I've probably got three issues I've bought and haven't read. I don't know how many. I've lost track. It's ridiculous. Good.
It looks like the Harbinger Wars comes to a close.
Oh, really?
That's
right. I think I've bought those and I haven't read them yet.
First one's pretty good.
So, looking forward to it.
And then Harbinger, and I'm gonna check out Bloodshot. I actually have not yet, and I keep meaning to. So
actually, I think it's Dwayne Skarzlazinski, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay.
And it's got art in here in this issue. It's listed by Barry Kitson, which is that's usually a selling point for me.
Barry Kitson, really?
Yep. Kitson did an issue of Harbinger a couple months ago, so he may...
Did he?
Yep.
Well, son of a bitch, I missed that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, it is, said Barry. He must not have an exclusive with Marvel anymore.
What has he done for Marvel recently?
He got... He left before Wade did on the Legion.
Oh, okay.
And he did that... He was this book that they called the Others, I think. It was during the Avengers initiative. And I was actually reading, with quotes, that book from various sources, and it was actually very good, and he was involved in the plots, and it was actually, as usual at that time period, a book that I really liked that Marvel was putting out, they canceled it. So, and then he did some Spider-Man work there for a while. I know that some of the trades I got shows his work, especially when Wade was there doing them. And he'd left DC specifically to go to them, and then he just kind of slowly, you know. So now there you go.
Yeah, he seems to be keeping his mortgage paid through Valiant.
Good. I love his work, and he is a great guy on top of all that.
And then Archer and Armstrong, of course, I will be getting. And then their second trade paperback comes out in July, which awesome. I will be picking up.
You know, I need to get those. That'd be good. Keep the trade collection up.
Good shelf porn.
Oh, absolutely, and I have plenty of it at the moment. Right now, it's like a disaster area in here because I've got all these boxes of various stages of opening, and you know, I got tired of waiting for certain things to be done, and I set up my desktop again with the dual monitors and all that. But I haven't got. I'm still recording on a laptop just because I haven't got the other set up. But building computers today, and, oh, it's just a mess.
Anyway. So it appears to me that I'm only not getting two Valiant titles. Yeah. Shadow Man and Exo Man of War in July.
No, I didn't think I'd like. I didn't really care for it at first, but I've really enjoyed the Exo Man of War, and Shadow Man I've liked too. Mostly because it's different. There's not a big batch story that you got to mess with, and anyway, yeah, I'm getting all of that stuff. So.
Murray, do any of these pique your interest?
I might take a look at the Quantum and Woody. I think maybe Harbinger Wars, because it's got Clayton Henry art, and I think I kind of like his artwork.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll probably have to pick up 1, 2, and 3 before I dive into number 4. Probably.
That might be a good idea, yeah.
Maybe. But Quantum and Woody I would probably look at.
Mm-hmm.
His Legion stuff was pretty awesome. So
I liked it a lot.
Legion. I missed that.
He did. Was it
Action Comics backup? Or Adventure Comics backup.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was. He did backup strips anyway. Back when the Legion was... not in a comic of their own.
Ah. That's probably I've forgotten about that.
I thought he did, like, right after the last reboot. When Titan got blowed up and stuff. But I guess I'm wrong. Okay.
No, that was Ilderay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I knew that this scenario was on that. For some reason, I thought Clayton Henry had done, but I guess you're probably right. That what am I saying? Of course, you're right. Just because you can't do certain types of editing, your memory for that kind of stuff is much better than mine. So
my memory for that's good. There are no numbers involved in that.
You notice we didn't say issue numbers, anyone.
Let me see. What
that is
else?
For those who listen to the Legion of Substitute Podcasters road trip episode.
Oh man, I'm so behind on that.
I honest to God, Murray, I was sitting in my queue. I had to hold in how hard I wanted to laugh.
Yeah, I can't listen to that while I'm working anymore. It's like he's not working; he's laughing.
I was.
It was a good drive down, let's just say that.
That's awesome. I'm definitely going to have to listen to that then.
Like the last hour was really cool.
Yes, we were getting a little punchy.
That's always fun, isn't it?
Three Canadians in Pennsylvania going wild.
Yes.
That's funny.
Wow. Wild with our oranges.
Yes. That was.
That's funny.
I don't even want to know about the oranges. The less we know, the less likely we are to be indicted later on down the road.
That's right. That's right.
Very good point. Very good point.
All right. Let's move on to IDW because there's stuff in there that looks good.
Okay.
So there's a Rocketeer hardcover by Roger Langridge and Jay Bone. That looks kind of cool.
Image. Oh, IDW. Okay. Yeah, Rocketeer. And there's a start of a Rocketeer and the Spirit.
I know. Mark
Wade and Paul Smith.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Paul
Smith. That actually looks pretty good.
That one looks very good. Paul Smith, I miss his artwork so much. So much.
Alpha Flight /
X-Men.
Yes, that was the word I was looking for.
He's from Leave It to Chance.
Leave It to Chance? Really?
James Robinson's.
Oh.
Now, I didn't realize the Spirit was a Nazi buster. I mean, I've never read any Spirit, so...
It was in that time frame, yeah.
Okay. I mean, obviously, the Rocketeer is a big Nazi buster, but I didn't realize it.
Yeah, they... DC screwed the pooch on their chance to use the Spirit, so...
Ooh, and there's going to be a Darwin Cook variant cover for that.
Oh, now that would be cool.
That one will be good, yeah.
Make sure to download that. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, you know, they're showing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on there. I got a chance on Comixology to buy the first couple of trades of this newest series with Kevin Eastman along with this other guy Tom Waltz is writing. It's actually pretty good. They started kind of over with the origin, and it was actually nice. I think I got it for like $3 or $4 or something like that, 5 or 6 issues. It's pretty cool. Enjoyed it.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's we got? Wade in the bottom, past all the G.I. Joe stuff, which is maybe good. I don't know. Mm. Or is it G.I. Joe? Transformers? There's lots. They have lots of...
Yeah, they got a lot of properties.
Yeah. But way down near the bottom, there's Doomsday Point 1, number 3, which is another John Byrne miniseries.
Shocking. Did you get that?
He's doing a ton of minis for IDW, and I will check that one out because it's issue 3, so I've probably already checked out issue 1 and 2 by this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of IDW, they did, and I think it's the last issue that just come out. I'm like behind on it, but they're already soliciting a trade of the Into the Darkness or something like that. But anyway, it's a prequel to the new movie, and if it's anything going to end up anything like the prequel they did to the first new Star Trek movie, then that's some pretty good. If you're a Star Trek fan, that is, that might be something you want to pick up. Give you some background. It's an officially, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? It's part of canon, I guess you could say. Paramount's fully behind it. They have it. Yeah. So.
I won't be getting the John Byrne book, but I will be getting My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, number 9, because my daughter loves that series. So.
Nothing wrong with that.
There you go.
The cartoon is so freaking funny. I'll tell you what.
Okay. Katie Cook's the writer.
Yes, she is. I see that.
Yeah. It says they Katie Cook and Andy Price are back. Apparently they were gone, but now they're back.
The comic book has been good. It hasn't been as funny as the cartoon, but it has been good.
Looks like they're doing a volume 1 digest size. It's 6x9 for $7.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, a little bit further down. I was just looking at the other stuff there.
Oh, man. That's even better.
Yeah, that's a perfect size for it. So.
I will be that I will get because I love that, you know, it's a digest. So
digests are always good.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a while.
You're not going to get the X-Files book, Murray?
I thought that was interesting that they're doing that season 10 X-Files. I mean, I was an avid X-Files watcher, but then they got, you know, when Duchovny was like in a whole season worth of contract negotiations and he got taken by the aliens or whatever the hell happened. I stopped watching it after that. So I don't think I watched maybe season eight or nine, but looks like they're trying to do what Buffy and Angel and let's see what other shows has done that. Jericho did a third and fourth season after the series was canceled. And of course, Farscape did it for a while. So yeah, sure. Why not?
I think the only time I was into the X-Files, I watched it for a long, long time, but the only time I'm really liking it is when they didn't focus on the big mythology. It's when they did like little standalone stories. Those ones I liked. As soon as they started getting into the conspiracies and the black whale aliens and the
Smoking Man,
someone was kidnapped by this, and so that was just that.
Yeah.
Years. And normally I love that stuff. I love the world building and the continuity, but for me in X-Files it just didn't work. So
Yeah, I can understand. You got a little
pass.
Did you see this at the very, very, very bottom? The massive art book relist? There's some pretty cool kind of
artists. Oh yeah, they're the ones doing the artist editions, aren't they? Alright, I lost the page. Where'd it go? There it is.
Some unknown guy, some George Perez dude, the book.
They're doing an artist edition of George Perez?
Yep.
I know they did the art of... Oh, yeah. I've seen that book. So they're going to bring that back out again, huh? Art of George Perez. Yeah, I've been meaning to get that.
Alex Toth.
And Alex Toth.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Jones, Tony Harris, Amanda Connor, Joe Jusco... Big Book of John Buscema, Wallace Wood, Steve Disco, two on Steve Dicto, excuse me. Alex Toth, two volumes, 50 apiece, which I'm sure you can get cheaper than that.
Who's Jeffrey Jones? I don't know that name.
I don't know. Apparently he has a life in art because they've got a book about it.
The only Jeffrey Jones I can think of is the guy from Beetlejuice.
You know.
Might not be that one.
Probably not. He got really fat. Sorry.
No idea.
The only other thing that looks cool to me is... It's like it's a hardcover. Mystery Society by Steve Niles, Fiona Staples, Nick and Anastasia, husband and wife, are the Mystery Society.
Oh, were we still on IDW?
Yep.
Okay.
Determined to uncover the secrets of the world's underbelly.
Oh, Fiona Staples. Okay, yeah, I see that now. Looks interesting.
It's The Thin Man.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it, for sure. Oh, it was a 5-issue series. Somehow I missed the 5-issue series. That's okay.
Well, that's why they got trades, is for that
very
reason.
That's why they trade, that's right. Now I can grab it.
Jonas has been doing. All right.
Popeye, Volume 3 as well. Volume 2 and Volume 1 and 2 offered again. Very nice. Yeah, I must have that George Perez book.
What about Transformers and G.I. Joe and Doctor Who? Good Lord.
Yeah, when I took the comics experience class with Andy Schmidt, he was one of the ones handling Hasbro's properties. And that's how I eventually got the job, basically writing for them. Hmm. That kind of stuff. He didn't give you details, but, I mean, it was easy to put the one and two together on that one. Oh. I don't know if he still works for them or not, but... But, yeah, they do
IDW.
A lot of... Go ahead.
No, it's because... Some money or some attention here. God,
G.I. Joe. Who was it on our Facebook page who's like the G.I. Joe fanatic?
That's one of those guys that had the class with Matt Dancy, I think.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I believe he's the one. Hello?
Hello.
Lost someone.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I was eating a brownie.
Oh, okay. A special brownie?
No, it was made by my daughter. She doesn't know how to make special brownies yet.
That's good.
Those are good brownies, though. That's a good brownie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yummy.
All right.
Was that IDW in a nutshell there?
I think.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't hit everything, but, you know, that's some kind of the high points. Well, you know, unless something else jumps out at you. I did notice that Dwayne Swierczynski, however you say his name, he's writing a Judge Dredd for them. Yeah. It's kind of interesting. He's kind of a couple different places. I saw his name somewhere else. I know he's doing Bloodshot. Somewhere else he was writing something I saw. Since obviously it didn't work out at DC with the Birds of Prey.
Yeah, he's keeping busy.
That's good. Okay, what else? Oh, he's also going to be writing, that's what it was. He's going to be bringing back that X character from Dark Horse's superhero line from the 90s. That was the other thing. So, yeah, there's three companies he's writing for. Good for him. Good for him. See, we covered Valiant already. What's next?
Dark Horse is getting three books from me. Or I'm getting them, excuse me.
Okay.
In Captain Midnight, which is written by Joshua Williams, the guy who's doing Masks and Mobsters with Monkey Brain.
Really?
I did hear about that. Yeah, that caught my eye.
Is that the same Captain Midnight that got killed in, like, the first issue? Or is that a totally something different?
I don't know. This is the number one, so it's an easy... I have no idea.
No, it's not the same character.
And it's also the artist by Fernando Dagnino, who was doing Suicide Squad for a while.
Oh, so, interesting. He says here, this is a key title in Dark Horse's new superhero initiative.
Cool.
Featured on Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, they've been building up their...
Mm-hmm.
Building up their line, going back and... Picking some of the characters that they used to have or that they used to do, and then probably adding new faces.
Wow, they got Brian Wood writing Conan the Barbarian right now.
And I may check out. I'm probably going to check out Catalyst Comics just as Joe Casey's writing it.
Yeah.
And then Dark Horse Presents got a good lineup in July of creators.
Do they? Yeah, those are always expensive, though. Those are like, that's like $8.
No, it is $8, but they got Steve Niles on there, Mike Richardson, Dave Lantham, Mike Barron.
Yeah, they got a Nexus story in there.
They got a Dan Jolie piece in there. Steve Rude is doing some stuff. Carl Moline.
David Latham. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'm
Steve
sorry.
Lieber. No, I'm just, I mean, it's a really nice, strong lineup of creators. So.
80 pages, though.
Is 80 pages, 10, yeah. So, but it's $8. That's
because I bought one of those once because it had that, they brought the ghost back, that character, which I've only read a couple issues in and I didn't really care for it, and which I'm seeing, they made an ongoing on it, of it, and I don't think it's still going on. Yeah, I bought that when it was in there, and I was like, oh my God, it's $8. And it just happened to be one that. Happened to be one and there wasn't that much else in there I was interested in, so.
Yeah, so. Christmas ornaments being solicited here. Good Lord.
Yeah, they do a lot of stuff like that, I've noticed.
Yeah, but it seems a little early in the year for Christmas ornaments.
Well, you know, never too early.
Yeah.
Because that stuff's always 3 months ahead anyway, right?
No, this is for July shipping. So.
I'm out in July, yeah.
Oh well, yeah. It's Christmas in July sale.
They got a whole buttload of Star Wars stuff here.
Yeah, they got Mass Effect 2, Mass Effect from the game as well. Mm-hmm. That Michael Avon Oeming's The Victories is sounded interesting. I think I got the first issue on their web digital, and I haven't read it yet. Of course, Brian Wood on Star Wars, which seems pretty good. Yeah.
By Matt Smith.
Hmm?
What?
Sorry, Mind Management. Sorry, I was just zooming through there.
Oh.
Mind Management is still...
Yeah, they still got that book Strain, which I'm not really sure what it's about, but apparently it's going to be a TV show.
Mind Management got optioned? Wow.
No. The Strain.
No, Mind Management did, according to the solicit here.
Oh, it did it? I missed that. They got a lot of books.
Ridley Scott, so...
Huh. Wow. Yeah, they got a movie coming out with... I forget who's in it. But it's the Rest in as RPID, I think is the name of it. I forget who's in it. Crap. Anyway, they got movie's coming out. It's based on one of their things.
Now, why is Dark Horse soliciting a Marvel classic character, Marvel Girl?
Little figurines? They've been doing that for years.
Marvel ones? Really?
And DC ones. I they've been doing it for a long time, because I used to get previews constantly, and I'd always see those in there. And they do all kinds of different characters from all kinds of different companies. I guess they let them do that. Why, I don't know. But, very odd, I thought, too. Ooh, pardon me. Oh, Lord. Yeah, there it is, Mind Management. Oh, big screen, mind you. Wow. So what's that about, exactly?
It is about the first story arc, you're introduced to this lady named Meru,
mm-hmm.
and she was a passenger on a plane, and that's maybe not the best way to describe it. Basically, Mind Management is like a secret organization that is able to manage the minds of the people around them through a whole bunch of different agents, and people have different talents, all of it involving sort of mind powers of some sort. So you have some agents that are able to create these excellent advertisements that can get right into your brain and get you to do stuff, and there are other people that are able to what are some of the things? Like, they each have their own little specialty or whatever, and at some point in the past, Mind Management kind of imploded or went bad, went rogue, and they've got these secret agents that are out trying to bump off, I think, the agents that were left. And so the point of view character is someone who was on a flight, and once the flight landed, all the people on the flight had their minds wiped, and so nobody can remember what occurred during the flight or what was on the flight, and the main character is kind of, she's tracking down the man that used to be the most powerful agent in Mind Management history, and eventually she meets him, and they that's kind of where they're at. That's kind of where they're at right now. They've kind of met up, and they are on the run from other rogue agents, and it's a little complicated, but it's told in a really interesting way. Like, the story is told on a whole bunch of different levels, so it's fun to just kind of lose yourself in it, as long as it's a very thinky book, but it's a thinky book that I like, so. Mm. I know you have to really follow along and read every word carefully and try to connect all the dots as you go, but it's worth it. It's a fun It's a fun read for all its thinking.
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, man.
Dark Horse has got a really cool select, like a wide variety of stuff. The,
we don't talk about them enough.
No, they just put out, there was just like a little trade, sort of a trade. It was almost like a pocketbook trade of a six-issue mini they did called Husbands, which is based on a web series that's had a couple of seasons, two seasons now, and it's hilarious. And I keep meaning to pick up the trade because I know it's sitting on the shelf at my comic shop just waiting there, and I keep thinking, should I pick up the issues digitally or should I just go pick up the trade? And I think I'll probably pick up the trade because it's...
Get the trade. The digital reader for Dark Horse is a pain in the butt.
Yeah, it's not the best. That's why every time I try, I maybe read one comic and then I skip it.
Gotcha. All right, well, then I will get the trade. Anyway, it looks like it's funny. And once I pick it up, I will review it for you all because it'll be lots of fun, I'm sure.
Yeah, because I tried Mind Management on your recommendation, and I got it, the digital version, and it just, it was...
I think it would be a hard one to read digitally.
Yeah.
Anyway, just because it's my eyes are getting old. I got to really squint, and a lot of the story is told kind of in the borders and the space around the panels, and there's... Like, to me, it's a book. It's a book you really have to, like, hold and twist and stare at close up. And I'm not sure how it would read digitally. When Matt Kent made it, he wanted to make it so that it would... He wanted to have a comic that he would find interesting to read from the newsstand. One that kind of... one that was, like, definitely a newsstand reading experience as opposed to a digital experience. So one that you would want to come back to and, like, hold in your hand and see it month after month. So, it can translate to digital, but I would think it would be a harder read for sure.
Well, one of the things I remember is there was almost points where it was, like, choose your own adventure moments where you could skip pages to another point in the book and then come back to where you left off. I think that happened like once or twice, once in the first issue, and there was something on the back cover that was referred to, and it was, you know, everything was, the whole package was part of the story. So you're absolutely right. It was not easy.
The first six issues, you take their back covers and you put them together and it gives you a secret code and you go to that website, you can get behind the scenes information and stuff. I don't know how you would do that digitally because I don't think you could stack six issues. I mean, unless you have six iPads, I guess, or six readers and you get each screen and kind of mush it together, but
or you could just search for the answer on the internet.
What? Bite your tongue.
I'm just saying.
Nope. Can't be done. I think the Mind Management people will erase it before you could even see it that way.
Oh, I see. Is that how it works?
They would erase your mind before you even could attempt to cheat the system that way.
I see.
So what were we talking about?
I don't know. I'm lost, sir.
See? There you go. Next company.
Wow. Okay. Let's see. Dark Horse is done. What else do we got? We went over Valiant.
Valiant.
Image. I just had that. Where'd it go? Here we go. Okay.
Well, to give props to our interview from 2 weeks ago, we have the Masks and Mobsters trade paperback.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, this is the month it's coming out. Good. If you have not been following that digitally, pick up the trade.
Oh, yeah. That's a good, good book. I really enjoy that.
And that's how they're putting it out, isn't it? Like they're putting it out as a trade, not as monthly issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it looks like you got the Revival Volume 2 by Tim Seeley and Mike Norton out as well. That's a really good one.
That I would like
to I was mistaken. That Masks and Monsters is actually hardcover. Sorry.
Better.
Ooh, even better. Grab that.
Yep. That's good stuff.
Oh, and hey, real quick, Bandette, bunch of Eisner nominations.
Oh, did it? Good deal. That's awesome. I just read issue 4 this afternoon.
Yes. 4 issues, 8 months, 9 months, 10 months. It's a great issue, though. It is good, and it's long. I want to say it's like a full
it seems really 22 long.
Pages or whatever, so it's kind of worth the wait. I'm biting my tongue saying that, but it was so good.
That's cool.
All right, so I interrupted. Apologies. I just wanted to
that's cool.
Call out that it was hardcover and then also the Eisner nomination. So.
Still putting out Morning Glories, it looks like.
Of course they are.
Invincible's still out. I thought when that Invincible Universe came out that they'd ended the title. I'm so behind on that. I don't even know what's going on.
Well, I will also be picking up, and by the way, number 1 was awesome, East of West.
Yeah, you were talking about that. I just forgot to mention it when I zipped through there.
Awesome, awesome book.
So tell us about that book without spoiling it too much.
What's it say? It's kind of a Western title, but it's also got a lot of mystical elements to it. And unlike most Hickman stuff, it's very linear.
sarcasm?
It is sarcasm. No, it is not sarcasm. It is linear. His stuff is rarely very linear. His Avengers and his Fantastic Four and his what's the other Image book? His Manhattan Projects, Shield. None of it's been very linear. And it's irritatingly not linear.
Yeah, Avengers isn't that way for sure. Okay, here we go. I looked it up on Image Comics site. First issue came out March 27th. Out of the Wasteland is the first thing. Things that divide us are stronger than the things that unite us. A sci-fi western set in a dystopian America. I mean, we've never heard that before. Where all the hope for the future rests in the four horsemen of the apocalypse, who just happen to be trying to kill the president of the United States. Well, see, now I like that. That sounds interesting right there.
And the horsemen are kids, at least in the first issue. I don't
even
know.
Even better.
Yes. And they actually have the most clever dialogue in the book.
Yeah.
But the main character, you know, he's kind of almost he gets a name, which I can't recall, but he's kind of got the man with no name.
Kind of thing going on. Yeah, okay. That's cool.
A couple engines for his sidekick.
I saw the first issue shows him on this great big huge jet bike, which looks really cool.
Yes. Again, it's got mysticism, it's got the future tech in it.
And
it's all walking around with their slouched cowboy hats on. I can't recommend number 1 highly enough.
I'll have to check that out.
It's a very clever book, and I hope that Hickman doesn't slip into his normal Hickman-like behavior. For me, I mean, I know some people can stomach it. Some people can navigate his writing, but I'm apparently not smart enough. So
yeah, Ventures isn't as bad as the Uncanny Avengers. I think I bought the latest issue, but I doubt I'm going to continue to read that much longer. Pardon me for all the noise there.
And then Walking Dead, of course. I'm doing the monthlies and the compendiums, and I didn't realize that Rucka's got a book coming out for them. It's called Lazarus. So I gotta see. If I gotta.
Isn't he doing the one Fatale?
Yeah, no, that's Brubaker.
Okay, Brubaker. That is a good book. I only read a couple issues, but I really enjoyed it. Anyway, continue. Yeah, Walking Dead, I'm doing the hardcovers, yearly hardcovers. So I just I read 8. It was a lot of talking, though. It wasn't near as much action as usual.
And I have Sex number 2 sitting on my my reader, so I'm going to read it based on my vibe from it. I may pick up the issue that's listed here, which I think is number 5.
I read about that. That sounds really interesting.
Number 1 was okay. It was a little slow for my taste, but we'll see what number 2 has to offer.
Yeah, it's I don't even know what to say about the concept of that book.
It's about a superhero who quit, and he, you know,
just as the title says.
He didn't have sex until like recently, and so he's been holding off. Now he's having it all over the place and watching it, and that's...
I don't know why, but I'm kind of surprised you would pick that up.
I normally wouldn't, but I tend to like stuff, so...
No, that's all you gotta say. That makes sense.
But not everything. Just like with any other writer or creator, it's like, oh, well, this is not doing it for me.
Gotcha.
Or on the flip side, with Hickman, that East of West, normally I would avoid his stuff if I could help it.
Yeah, he's, like, just from what you've said, I haven't read any of his stuff that's not been Marvel, but I seem to get the impression that, from you, that just from listening to what you said, that his Marvel stuff is flaky like that, but his stuff he does on his own is just a totally different thing, you know?
That would be Murray who would be saying, because the only thing I've read outside of this and outside of Marvel has been was Manhattan Projects number 1, and I haven't gone past number 1.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I haven't. That's when I haven't tried, but I tried a lot of his first issues, and they just kind of left me cold. They were cool to look at, and they were... I think he's probably just not my type of writer, but I should probably dig into something he's done and give it more than a first issue, but...
Yeah.
And see what, like, a full storyline reads like, but his Marvel stuff doesn't really do... It doesn't really do it for me, but... Lots of people like it, so I'm just out of touch.
Do you ever think he's one of those creators that like nobody actually likes his stuff, but everyone has to say they do?
Yeah,
I don't know. I think there are people that do really enjoy his stuff. Like I think he really does have his fans and people that dig his style. It's not what I've read, just isn't for me yet, but maybe I just haven't hit the right Hickman story or given it enough time.
Yeah.
They're ending the darkness.
Yeah, I heard that, which I never read it anyway, so didn't do much. It didn't affect me that much.
Yeah. Have either of you heard of this one? Look at this. Steve Niles and Tony Harris doing chin music. Tony Harris.
No. Well, they're probably letting him do a lot of stuff since, you know, they settled that lawsuit.
Oh, no, this is the Tony Harris of...
Tony Moore. Yeah, Tony Harris.
Yeah, this is Tony Harris of Starman fame.
Oh, my bad. I keep getting those two mixed up.
Uh-huh.
Chicago has become ground zero for one of the oldest wars ever. It's a supernatural gangster book.
Huh.
Cool.
Sure, why not? That seems to be the... Well, bless you, sir. What a lot of people are doing is that Well, let's see. Let's take this and mix it with that. There, that's my pitch. You know?
Well, wasn't that the Mark Waid way of presenting a story is taking two genres? No, or was it Peter? I don't know, one of those guys. It was either Peter David or Mark Waid.
Him? I don't know.
That was their suggestion for new writers: is take two genres and create a story.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I'm gonna mute from a guy, mom and guy somewhere, and I haven't dropped his muting.
Oh.
Boom, 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 boom. Where's he gone?
He's don't wait
gone.
On me.
Okay.
Let's see. What else is in here? There was something I just flashed on. It Girl in the Atomics. I haven't given any of their stuff a try, but I'm looking through it and I see that it's by Jamie S. Rich, and there's art by China Clugston Flores and Mike Norton.
Yeah, that was it. Mike Norton was in on that. I saw him talk about that on his thing. Now, at one point, I picked up a bunch of Savage Dragon trades because it was a series I never read, and it's still going on, and I was kind of wondering. And it's kind of interesting. So I was planning on, you know, once I read everything else in the universe, I was going to, get that, because eventually I'm going to run out of stuff.
Yes.
It's just a matter of time. So, I mean, I've already read everything DC pretty much.
And their Star of the Month, or Gem of the Month, I like this. Written by Matt Fraction, art and cover by Howard Chaykin.
Really?
Satellite Sam. Star of a beloved daily television serial, Satellite Sam turns up dead in a flophouse filled with dirty secrets. Please think it was death by natural causes, but his son knows there was something more.
Hmm.
Blah, 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 but wow, I didn't...
Yeah, that's interesting. That's an interesting cover.
Blah, blah, blah.
New City, 1951.
It's noir, of course. I'm at Fraction. Noir, shocking. But I just finished Hawkeye number 9 just before we started recording, so this I have my Matt Fraction... the vibe is strong right now. The force is strong there.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Good stuff.
And then Joshua Williams is doing something here too. Ghosted. He's everywhere. He's ubiquitous.
There's actually a lot of stuff out there these days, you know?
And that one's a mashup as well.
Is.
A mashup of horror and crime. Just like you said a moment ago, Chris, mashing up of genres.
Mm-hmm. Which, there's nothing wrong with that. It's, you know, as long as you're not doing it just to get a movie deal. Not that there's really anything wrong with a movie deal, but, you know, if you're doing it to make comics, that's one thing. But if you're doing it just to make money, I mean, you know, just saying.
How much money?
Well, making money for money's sake. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'd do the same damn thing if I could. I'd write stories about fuzzy bunnies if I was gonna get money about it. Hey, I got my Mississippi voters registration card in the mail today. Tear that sucker up. All right, sorry about that.
Ooh, isn't that like tearing the tag off a mattress?
Well, you know, if those Mississippians want to come after me, they're welcome. I have several knives and a ball bat. Sorry about that.
Anything else, Image?
I don't know, no. I need to get back into Invincible, though. I've kind of started missing it. It got really a downer there, you know, for a while. And I just kind of got off of it. Of course, it was hard to get because he was working all on Walking Dead and not anything much else. So, anyway. So, yeah, there you go.
Marie, are you...
Image? Yeah, I'll probably... Well, yeah, there's not much more I'm going to get. I'll keep an eye out for the Chew trades, but there aren't any of those in July.
I got the first one, and I was actually like that. That was actually funny.
It's a great read.
That's one of those ideas that it's like, it's just so out there that it's just funny enough to give it a shot, you know?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I don't think there's anything more this month, though, that I'm from Image, anyway.
Yep, yep.
All right, well, what else, Marvel is continuing the Age of Ultron into July,
Going to that now. Let's see. Okay.
Avengers AI, I guess. It's got an interesting cast. It's got Vision.
There we go.
Victor Mancha, a Doombot.
Victor Mancha? What the hell is that?
He's in The Runaways. He's like the Ultron's son. He's like a cyborg robot boy.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, and it's got Hank Pym, who, of course, I guess that would make him Victor Mancha's grandfather.
Yeah, yeah. It would. Yes, it would.
Now, Murray, just a total side note. You called Age of Ultron number, what was it, number 5? Or was it number 6, the last one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You thought it was boring?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? The story kind of picked up a little bit. Yeah. A little bit.
I've got a couple bit. Issues in the can I haven't read.
Right.
There was more stuff that happened. It's still... Yeah, it ain't... Yeah.
I like the Sue Storm Wolverine segment. I thought that was really, really cool.
I liked it. But as I was reading it, all I could think of was where's Carlos Pacheco? What like his art just it didn't look like his art. It looked like I couldn't put my finger on who it looked like, but it really didn't look like Carlos Pacheco. So I spent the whole issue going, well, that looks like somebody I know, but it's not Carlos. And it's right on the tip of my tongue, but I couldn't figure it out. And I've never been a fan of Brandon Peterson, so
okay,
that art kind of kicked me out. So while the story was stronger in issue 6, the art was way weaker for me. So yeah, it's still a bit of a yawn. But if you all are loving it, that's great. You can enjoy your event. You should.
Well, I always like those kind.
Speaking out of that, we're going to get an issue of Guardians of the Galaxy, number 5, co-written by Mr. Neil Gaiman.
Get out of here.
He is.
I thought he ascended to godhood already.
He's writing his story on the tablets.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did he find time from being so awesome?
Hello?
Yes? What? Did we lose you?
Oh, I lost all everything there for a moment. I didn't hear a word you said.
Oh. Okay.
Is it just me, Murray? Can you hear him? Because I can't hear him.
No, I can hear Chris. I can hear you. I'll have to be the translator.
All right.
You do not want to hear what Chris has been saying about you.
Hello? Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Okay, all right.
And he's bringing his Angela character from Spawn with him.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey.
We'll have to see where that goes.
Now that he finally got control over it, huh? What issue was that going to be in?
Number 5. Guardians of the Galaxy number 5.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right. I even read that solicit, and I didn't think about that until just now. Did you see the What If AVX number 1-4? I mean, come on.
Just looking at that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's going to be weekly, obviously.
Yes.
$4 a piece. $4. Yes. Ooh. $4 a piece to do a what if of a story that they already did to death. I mean, come on.
There's lots of ways that the story could have gone, though. So it'll be,
interesting
to see. Yeah, you're right. I'm not picking it up, but it could be interesting to see where there's like if If there's so many.
We figured out halfway in exactly what was going to happen. Except, well, most of it. I wasn't expecting them to get the Phoenix Force split between them and their powers to get screwed up. But everything else, you know, I think we pretty much nailed. You go back and listen to those episodes we did. This is my opinion.
We're such geeks that we already know what's going to happen.
Well, maybe it's because they do the same shit over and over again. I'm just saying.
Now, here's an interesting solicit, and I guess this means that we're going to get some more Inhuman stuff, but they're doing a Black Bolt collection. Classic stuff. Amazing Adventures from the 1970s, 5 through 10, and Avengers.
That's what that is. Yeah.
Volume 1 from 1963, number 95. Mm-hmm. That's a little pricey. It's $8 mm-hmm. for 104 pages.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
But it is an interesting. But I mean, obviously, Marvel doesn't just put these things out randomly. They're
yeah, there's something behind it.
Yeah.
Maybe it has something to do with that Infinity thing that they're talking about.
It'll be something cool to look at because it's coming out of like Marvel in the early 70s. So interesting. It'll be neat to see. Neil Adams, Mike Sikowski on art. Really? Wow. Wow. Interesting.
That would be the Avengers number 95, Mike, would be my guess.
Oh, okay. And Neil Adams is doing the Amazing Adventure ones? Possibly. Very possibly. Either way, I would look in on it. I always like looking in on these historical little things.
Now, who was writing? So the 1970s are going to be the Jerry Conway issue. So Roy Thomas. Roy Thomas was writing in 1963? Wow. He's old.
See, they're double shipping stuff again.
Yes, they are.
I was just looking. Indestructible Hulk comes out twice, $4 a piece. Fearless Defenders 6 and 7, they come out twice. Daredevil comes out twice.
Yeah, they're still pumping their double shipping. To the
Hawkeye Annual coming out.
But it's a different set of titles for this month than we normally are getting. I mean, we got Venom shipping twice, Secret Avengers shipping twice. I mean, these are not your normal X-Men Avengers double ship books.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Iron Man.
Yeah.
But that's... They even split artists on that one, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Fearless Defenders is going to ship twice. That's shocking because I remember 1, 2, and 3 were dropping the book now.
Oh, there you go. Uncanny X-Men 8 and 9. Wolverine, double shipping.
There's going to be a Hawkeye annual.
Yeah, I just said that. I just said that.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I know nobody ever listens to me anyway, so I'm used to it.
Can
you just say there's going to be a Hawkeye annual?
Yeah, I heard there's going to be a Hawkeye annual.
Hey, Murray, did you know there's going to be a Hawkeye annual?
Excellent.
Son of a...
Excellent.
Fantastic Four by Jonathan Hickman omnibus.
What? Where?
Down towards the bottom. $75 for 736 pages.
Ooh, hey, look at that. Peter David's going to finally reveal what the tie between Longshot and Shatterstar is over in X-Factor 259.
Oh, really?
I'm interested. Well, I read X-Factor, so...
Okay. And here we go. Infinity Incoming trade paperback down towards the bottom. Grandest comic epic of all time. Oh, I've never heard that before. Looms on the horizon as Marvel marches towards infinity, which I think that's the setup for the Guardians of the Galaxy movie that's going to come out before the Avengers movie. But it's $17 for 176 pages. Inhumans. Yeah, there you go. Collecting Inhumans number 2, 1998. Thanos Rising. Yeah, that's... All that's where your Inhuman thing came from, that other one. There you go.
Hey, they're collecting Fallen Angels.
Really?
Joe Duffy miniseries from, 1990, 1980-something or 1990-something.
No idea.
With Boom Boom and Devil Dinosaur and Siren.
I think they're always putting out trades of stuff that just came out already.
Yep.
Got a bunch of, this X-Men Extermination. Oh, God, that was horrible. Winter Soldier.
Yeah, there it is. Fallen Angels. Yeah, I see it.
They put these trade paperbacks out so fast, and they're soliciting the Alpha big-time trade paperback. The miniseries isn't even over yet.
Yeah, I know. Every once in a while, I'll go and look at stuff that's coming up on Amazon, and you see that stuff, and I'm like, wait a minute, didn't they just put that out? Or isn't it, still coming?
The Daredevil hardcover collects up through number 27. I don't think 27's even hit the shelves yet.
Yeah,
it's up to like 5.
I don't know if you noticed, but the first trade of Uncanny, the new Uncanny X-Men, is already on Comixology. It's like 5 issues or whatever.
Wow.
Already, it's ridiculous.
Now, I don't watch the show, but Marvel's been doing Once Upon a Time hardcovers.
Really?
I did not. Do either of you watch the show?
No.
Nope.
No interest whatsoever. Sorry.
I didn't know that they did. I knew they did the castle and they've got the Dark Tower stuff. I just didn't realize they were doing that as well.
Yeah.
They're keeping busy.
Busy. Infinity Incoming. Did you see that one, Murray?
I did.
Okay. Well, let's see. Wait a minute. I know why they're doing that, okay? ABC is owned by Disney, so that's why. Because they did a ABC's where Once Upon a Time is on. Castle is on ABC, and they've done 2, at least, graphic novels based on the characters that Nathan Fillion's character wrote. So that's what they're doing.
And this can't be right. They've got the Spider-Man, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to harp on their pricing, but they got the Spider-Man trade paperback, Spider-Man Dying Wish, which is collecting Amazing Spider-Man 698, 699, and 700. That to my math, that's 3 issues.
Yeah, they were big issues, though, weren't they?
Well, number 700 was a larger issue, but this is $20.
It's a hardcover?
No.
Oh, God, that's terrible. That is really terrible.
I don't remember. It's 136 pages for $26. That is
ridiculous.
That's expensive.
I think they've been cutting their trades in the last couple of months. I think their trades are getting shorter their comics aren't getting shorter, but they're keeping their comics at $3.99 and they're giving you 20 pages ish, sometimes more, sometimes less. So I'm not surprised that their trades are staying at the same price, but losing issues as you go. It doesn't particularly surprise.
Oh, but 3 issues, and I know they're not going to put the Morbius, point one that was a part of it. That's expensive. Is this new for Marvel? They're putting the Masterworks out as trade paperbacks. Is that a new thing? Or
no, they've been doing that for a while. I've already got the first Uncanny X-Men Masterworks on in trade. Some of them are out of print, but yeah, they have been doing that for a while.
Okay, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, I've got like the first 5 Masterworks of Uncanny X-Men are out in trade at the very least. I have them on my wish list.
And this is cool. I like this. For a little consistency from Marvel, Simon Spurrier and Tom Watt are still doing X-Men Legacy. Every issue in and issue out, they're double shipping in this month. So,
yeah.
Pete Wisdom's in there.
Oh, boy. So we ready for the top 10 things that Newsarama learned from Marvel's July solicitations yet, or we still want to talk about a few things?
Okay, I just want to see if there's anything else. So Wolverine, so we got Alan Davis is no longer doing the interiors for Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that a surprise, really?
I mean, no, really? It's a shame.
Well, I mean, he never stays with anything very long.
No, true. And then we got Mastermind coming back in All New X-Men. Mm-hmm. At least it appears to be.
Yeah, I saw that.
Let me see. The all-chick X-Men is coming out. For number 3 will be out. Mm-hmm. Finally.
Didn't really care for that.
Didn't either.
Yeah, I noticed that they've already got the second volume of Superior Spider-Man solicited.
Oh, jeez Louise. Six, cranking,
yeah, 112 pages for $18.
Jesus. I love the description for Hawkeye. Matt, a fraction in AHA continued the surprise comic hit of the century. Not just of the year, not just of the month, but of the century. Mm.
Well, it was a surprise. I wouldn't call it that much. I would call any comic with Deadpool being a hit would be a lot bigger surprise to me.
That's just me.
Oh, by the way, you should know that new Marvel online game that they've got out, you can play Daredevil. You can be Daredevil. I mean, Deadpool.
Okay,
well. So, just so you know... You can, you know, it's free to play, which means you, you know, to actually have any fun, you have to put out a bunch of money, little bits and pieces. That's the thing in games these days is, you know, well, it doesn't cost anything to play, but if you want to actually do stuff, it costs, you know, $5-$6 here and $5-$6 there. Anyway. Okay, I'm off my soapbox.
I have really interesting here in A plus X, which is Scarlet Witch teaming up with Domino. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm done. I got nothing else, Marvel. I'm done, Marvel. All
right, here we go. Newsaramas, top 10 things we learned from Marvel's July 2013 solicitations. Number 10. More Guardians of the Galaxy number 5 details. Folks were surprised in last month's news that Angela, formerly of Image's Spawn, is coming to the Marvel Universe in the final pages of Age of Ultron number 10. It was promised then that her next appearance would be in a seemingly equally unlikely spot, Guardians of the Galaxy number 5. Character creator Neil Gaiman joined regular series writer Brian Michael Bendis for the issue. Now we have slightly more details about the comic, spinning out of the dramatic conclusion. Blah, 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 blah. Dimensions collide. Yeah, we just got through talking about that. Most fearsome angel pushes the Guardians back on their heels. And the contents of Guardians of the Galaxy number 5 appear to be so top secret that Marvel didn't release the cover to the issue with the July solicitations. Yeah, no cover. Okay. Number 9! Infinity is coming! Attempt to get fans ready for Infinity, starting in August, Marvel is releasing a collected edition with stories loosely, thematically tied to the upcoming Jonathan Hickman, Jim Chung series titled Infinity Incoming, and that, we talked about that a bit. But contains comics both from the distant past, including the Inhumans origin story back in 1967's Thor number 146, and the very, very near future, like the just-released Thanos Rising number 1. Number 8, you have a new Young Avenger. Kieran Gillian and Jamie McKenzie's Young Avengers team has stayed at a reasonable size thus far, with Hulking Wiccan, Hawkeye, the Kate Bishop, Norvar, Loki, and Miss America. With number 7 in July, build is including a new Young Avenger. And at number 8, Gillian evidently provokes a very passionate journey into mystery fan base. Kieran decides it's time to make all the journey into mystery readers scream, the solicitation says. And let's see. As we mentioned earlier, Mastermind is back in the X-Men number 4, played a pivotal role. All new X-Men, excuse me. He's also long dead, having one of the many victims of the Legacy Virus in the 90s. Since then, his legacy has been carried on in various capacities by his daughters, including the Lazy Maxermind and Pixie. I didn't know that was his daughter, but it looks like he's back as July All New X-Men number 14, where it looks like he's resuming his old pastime of corrupting Jean Grey. Let's just look, since obviously you have to consider everything involved. Oh, pardon me. Oh, I was up too late. Mastermind could possibly be an illusion, given that Lady Mastermind has recently surfaced in All New X-Men. Drop the lady. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. In other words, they're saying it could be completely ruse. There's a mystery mutant in Uncanny X-Men. July's Uncanny X-Men number 9 asks, what mystery mutant has taken up the espionage, taking up with the espionage agency keeping tabs on the X-Men? Let's see here. What else does it say? Dazzler was going to be coming to the series and involved with S.H.I.E.L.D. in some capacity. Yeah, Brian Michael Bendis stated this on the Loki Mania podcast. She will be part of the Uncanny X-Men again. She's going to be part of S.H.I.E.L.D. somehow. There's going to be a big status quo change in Wolverine that's never happened before. Paul Cornell written Wolverine series and still in its very early days. Number 2 just came out this week, but in July it'll hit issue six. Fans should take notice. The solicitation says, Wolverine's world has changed forever. Yeah, we've heard that before. Let's see. It says, apparently whatever happens in issue 6 takes at least one issue to recover from. It says, after the events of Wolverine number 6, Logan must adjust to a very different kind of life. How will his friends and rivals respond to his new status quo? Given that July is also the month that the Wolverine is out in theaters, it looks like a newsworthy one for Logan fans. All right. How does the Age of Ultron affect Hulk? Issue 11. Yeah.
Sorry.
And the solution states that history is breaking something that thinks might be hitting towards a bigger issue in its times. Yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, this all sounds like a bunch of... Okay, standard for Apocalypse. Yeah, this is kind of boring. We want to do, let's see. Yeah, it's getting kind of late. Another Superior Spider-Man twist coming up at number 9. Four Horsemen of Death and Uncanny Avengers number 10. And looks like we're running out of time here, so we're going to have to hit the DC stuff next week, it looks like. Lots of stuff to talk about. We could probably do a whole episode on that. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay. Which is good because I need a nap. I've been up since 3 for some god-awful reason.
You definitely need a nap then.
I'm like yawning like crazy and it's embarrassing.
There is no good reason for what you just said. I'm sorry.
What?
Well, it sounds like... What? There's some good stuff from some of the smaller publishers, and maybe by next week we can find the Dynamite solicits, and then maybe...
That's fine.
You know, see what Monkey Brain is going to be putting out during that period as well.
Sure.
We're not really doing the standard solicits, though, because since they're on digital, but maybe we can figure something out. They have stuff on the website all the time. So
Yeah, we'll look at the other little guys. Boom, Dynamite. Are they the same? No, they're not.
No, I forgot about Dynamite.
Yeah.
If you were to light Dynamite on fire, it would go kaboom. Mm. So they're kind of related. They're like cousins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Funny guy.
Yeah, all right.
Told.
Well, okay.
Catch them all.
As of always.
All right.
What?
Nothing, babbling.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm like completely out of it. As always, you can send us an email at podcast at talesfromthelongbox.com. I believe that is working. And you can talk to us on our actual Facebook page. Just do a little search in the searchy box for that. You can find that pretty easy. And let's see, the last little bit, you can comment on the actual episodes and tell us what you think. And that's pretty much it for this week.
Excellent.
We're all too tired. We're all too old. Okay.
Getting old, man. All right. Well, that's it. And we're out.